gospel, we hear one of those rare occasions in which Jesus wept. Today we gather with the pandemic surrounding us, and we weep. We weep for those who have died, for those who increasingly are being made sick because of the pandemic. We weep for our friends and our family members, praying that through our hygiene and personal distance, but most especially through our prayers, that they will remain safe. And as we weep, through God's power, through the power of Jesus, we reach out to care. Our Holy Father recently had a beautiful image. He said that as the ancient mariners traveling the sea kept their eye very much focused on the North Star to guide them, so we keep our eye on the person of Jesus Christ, that he, through his power, may also guide us. These last 3 weeks of the season of Lent have given us very unique gospel passages. 2 weeks ago, recall that we reflected upon the Samaritan woman at the well, and her thirst gave rise to Jesus inviting her to thirst for living water, for the gift that will never end, it will always quench our thirst. And last week, recalling the great miracle in which Jesus took the man born blind and restored for him his sight, we ask that we might not only be, but become, as our Holy Father recently said, light for others. And now today, the friend of Jesus, the one for whom the gospel passage tells us brought tears to his eyes when news of his death occurred, that good man Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary, gives us a cause to understand the God made man truly had the human emotion to be moved to pity and to tears, and the power to raise his friend Lazarus from the dead. You know, many, many centuries ago, the great homilist, St. Augustine, talked about the three different occasions in which Jesus, in the gospel passages, raised someone from the dead. You may recall that the first was the young daughter of Jairus. She was just a child. And then there was the son of the widow of Nain. He was a young man. And now we have the raising up of Lazarus, who at this point, we're told, was already 4 days dead. St. Augustine used the analogy of the three who were raised from the dead as the three different states in which we find ourselves. Perhaps the innocence of youth, the adventuresome of the young adult, and then the weariness of someone who approaches death. And Augustine reminds us that for each one of us, Jesus is meant to bring power and hope. Recall our first reading from the prophet Ezekiel. Recall that 500 years before the birth of Jesus, Ezekiel prophesied. It was at the time in which the people of Israel, who had lost their land, their temple, everything, were returning to their homeland. They felt hopeless. They felt in need of a guiding star. And indeed, Ezekiel prophesied that there was a valley of dead bones. It wasn't actually people who had died. It was people who lost their desire for living, who lost all sense of hope. Something that we might recall during these days of pandemic. And the prophet Ezekiel prophesied that there would be a new spirit, a prophecy that was not fulfilled until Jesus himself came among us. And so we have today the example of Jesus weeping. He wept for his friend Lazarus, and he joins us in weeping for those whose afflictions are so much around us. In many ways, we are called to trust that somehow through Jesus, even the great difficulties of this pandemic will bring out a renewed sense of faith and of hope. And each time we do that, Christ once again calls us to be a generous and a caring people. A people concerned, yes, for our own safety, but even more so, for the safety of others. A community, even in the midst of social distancing, that finds creative ways to reach out to one another. I remember reading a story of a man, both teacher and researcher from Harvard University, who did an experiment. This was a good 30 years ago. He did an experiment with all those who were in his class. There were, I think, 130 college students. And he was experimenting about how what I think was called immunoglobulin A, a gift that allows people to resist disease and to remain healthy, how it increases in our lives. And he did an experiment which became known as the Mother Teresa effect. In effect, he showed a film of Mother Teresa of Calcutta simply reaching out to other people in need. And as he did so, with their permission, he took a sample before and after of their saliva and discovered that simply watching someone caring for another actually made those people healthier. This is not the time to turn in on ourselves. This is a time for us to trust in the Lord Jesus, to take reasonable steps of safety, no doubt, but most especially, to hear the voice of Jesus once again, that voice of sacred scripture in which he said to the dead man Lazarus, "Lazarus, come out." And then untie him. Loosen him from whatever stops him from being fully human and fully faith-filled. It will be the same voice of Jesus later in this Holy Eucharist, whom we will hear when we hear the words, "This is my body given for you. This is my blood poured out for you." Trusting in the Lord Jesus, our North Star, we with confidence seek to move forward as a people of faith, a people who love and care. God bless you.